1400 AM, North Idaho's radio.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts and their guests, and not of Blue Sky Broadcasting.
Hello, you're listening to Living Your Dream, a monthly talk show highlighting those who have had the courage and have taken the risks to do work and to live lives that they genuinely love. I'm your host for the show. I'm Lisa Marquardt, and I am a certified career and life coach. My passion is guiding others to find and live theirs. As a part of my desire to live a life I genuinely love, I look at the months between the lake closing and the mountain opening as travel season. And it's one of the two times a year that I'm interested in being away from Sandpoint. And that being said, a few weeks ago, a friend of mine who had recently moved to Nashville invited me and several of our friends to come and check out her new stomping grounds. And as she gathered together restaurants to eat at and tours to attend and shopping to do and outdoor activities to explore, one of the things on her list was the Nash Trash Tour. Knowing nothing about what that might be, I put my trust in her and I said, yes, let's do it. And oh my gosh, it was the highlight of the trip. For sure. We boarded a pink bus, sat down to 2 hours of nonstop laughter, paired with interesting information about the city of Nashville and pretty much every single individual along for a ride on the bus. And the two ladies leading the tour, the Jug Sisters, were consistently and spontaneously funny and I think knowledgeable about some of the key facts of Nashville and its highlights. And as I sat there laughing pretty much constantly, I could not stop wondering how these two sisters found their way to be genuinely having so much fun while doing work they appeared to genuinely love. So I asked them if they would be guests on my show, and without hesitation, they said yes. I don't know their story yet, but I am so excited to find out, and I feel like you will be too. And we're going to go to break, and when we come back, Sherry and Brenda, the Jug Sisters, will join us. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Nevin Neal, pastor of Bonners Ferry Baptist Church, and I would like to draw your attention today to Galatians chapter 6, verses 7 and 8, where the Bible says, "Be not deceived, God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting." In these two verses, we have both a caution and a comfort. A caution to the person who would indulge their flesh in sin and think that somehow they can forego the consequence of that sin. There are many today who want the pleasure of sin but don't expect to pay the price. God said that's not possible. The comfort is to those who would believe God, take Him at His word when He promises eternal life, but perhaps concerned that He won't follow through. My friend, there's a comfort to those who believe God's Holy Spirit. He'll give eternal life to those who believe Him for it. If you'd like to contact us, you can reach us at 267-3746.
The sights and sounds of downtown Sandpoint create a shopping and dining experience like no other. Sharon's Hallmark is filled with new fall merchandise. Candles featuring great fall fragrances, cozy throws, warm pajamas, socks, and slippers. Shop Sharon's Hallmark in the heart of the Sandpoint Shopping District.
Step into Eve's Leaves, where you'll find great fall and winter merchandise, specially chosen collections from top fashion designers and accessories to complement you and your contemporary lifestyle. Open 7 days a week in historic Sandpoint.
At Super One Foods in Sandpoint, they say, save time, shop online. Pick up your items or have them delivered to your home. It's so easy. Just go to superonefoods.net and select your items and the time to pick up your groceries at the store in one of the reserved parking spaces or have them delivered to you. It's that simple. And Super One is now hiring with some positions starting at $14 an hour. Apply online at superonefoods.net.
ADHD. It's the child who can't pay attention or sit still in school, right? The answer may be yes. Attention Deficit Hyperactivity Disorder, or ADHD, can be complicated and it can last a lifetime. Living with a condition can sometimes be a challenge. It may take years to accept a formal diagnosis, and it's not always easy to find the right treatment plan. Did you know that up to 75% of children and adolescents with ADHD have at least one additional mental health condition that also requires a comprehensive approach to treatment? ADHD guidelines were recently updated to reflect the need to screen for associated disorders. Be sure to talk with your child's doctor about proper screening and visit moretoadhd.com for additional information. That's moretoadhd.com. This message has been brought to you in partnership with ADA, ACO, and CHAD.
Missed a noon hour? Check out the audio at our new website, northidahoradio.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Living Your Dream, a monthly talk show highlighting those who have had the courage and have taken the risks to do work and to live lives that they genuinely love. I'm your host. I'm Lisa Marquardt. I am a certified career and life coach. My passion is guiding others to find and live theirs. My guests today are the Jug Sisters. They are two sisters who host a hilarious guided tour of Nashville on a pink bus, highlighting points of interest, restaurants, neighborhoods, current and past events, music locations, the famous and the not so famous that are found in Nashville. I have to be honest here. Generally speaking, I'm really not a big fan of guided tours. I usually find myself glazing over when facts are spewed out to accentuate uninteresting information. But this tour was nothing like that. It was fascinating, it was informative, and it was hilariously funny. And it's definitely a must-do while you're in Nashville. So, without further ado, all the way from Nashville, welcome Sherry and Brenda. So happy to have you guys on the show.
Oh, thank you, Lisa. This is Brenda Kay. And this is Sherry Lynn.
Great. Well, thank you so much for hopping off the bus and for taking the time so we could get to know you all a little bit better today. And for also for figuring out the conference call so we could actually hear you.
Exactly. We thought we were going to be in your studio, but
we can't get to Idaho from here.
Well, because maybe you should just bring the bus and come on over.
Oh, that'd be great, but it's an old bus, as you know.
Yes, I do.
So it's so funny. Yeah, it was so nice of you to invite us to do this after you were on our tour. Just what, last week?
I'm still recovering. I can't tell you for sure. That, yes. No, but I have to say Nashville was way more than I ever expected. And, I'm a huge fan now. And I was just talking to Derek, the producer, and he was telling me all the highlights of when he went there. And, I think it's one of those places that you don't really know until you go. So I was so pleasantly surprised, and I'm so super excited to have you guys on the show to share a little bit about, like I said, one of the highlights of the trip for me.
Well, I tell you what, this Nashville has always been a touristy town, but lately it has been just booming.
Yes.
And people, when they do come, they don't just get a little sleepy, touristy country music town.
Right.
You know, it's 100 people a day move to Nashville, and it really reflects in the in your entertainment value, the restaurants that are out there, the museums that are here in town. And, we've been open for 24 years. We've seen everything, but the last 10 years has just been phenomenally changed from when we first opened our business.
Oh, I can imagine. I had no idea what a big metropolis it was. I mean, I just thought it was going to be kind of a little sleepy, spread out kind of a city, but so pleasantly surprised. And you guys do a great job of highlighting like where to go, what to see, and really in a great, entertaining way. So thank you so much for that. And
you're so welcome, Lisa. Yes. It's our pleasure every day. We actually just got done with a tour this morning. We had another group of idiots. I swear they were like older than the group that we had on today. They were older than us. They were really old. I mean, half of them couldn't hear anything, and we thought a couple of them fell asleep. And
But the truth of the matter is, no matter who's on our bus, and we kid, no matter who's on our bus, we always have a good time. We always find joy every day, everything we do.
Oh, my gosh. You know what? And that was the part when I wasn't laughing is I was so...
You were crying. I remember you now. Yeah. I remember you crying.
No, I was just so fascinated. I was like, how do these girls, okay, you guys have been doing this for 24 years.
Yep. We were in our junior high when we started.
When you started being funny?
Well, we started the tour. Yeah, actually, you
couldn't
know,
even
yeah,
drive yet.
Growing up with 6 kids in our family, you know, wow. I'm the youngest, Brenda Kay, Sherry, my sister, she's in the middle. I carried the curse of the middle child.
Somebody has to do it.
Yeah.
And so did you guys, okay, so was your family just funny? Were you guys the funny ones? How did you guys get started with this banter?
Our family is not funny, Lisa. And our brothers and sisters, they all have, jobs. Shoot. No, we're, so we have, 4 additional members, siblings. And our dad was funny, our mom was funny in their own right, but, you know, they didn't hone their craft, certainly. You know, we grew up on a farm in Michigan.
Oh.
On a flower farm. You can imagine the humor involved in that.
Yeah, I was just thinking.
Yeah. And it was they had a small little retail store, but they did mostly wholesale, you know. By the time our parents retired in the early 90s, they had 35 greenhouses. They had a pretty big operation, and all of us kids, you know, worked in those greenhouses, but it taught us a sense of responsibility and, you know, and to, you know, love what you do. Cause they really did. It was a very,
labor of love.
Yeah. It was rewarding, you know, and they made
a good living. We were white trash with money, Lisa.
we had the nicest
an old car, and we thought we were it.
But Brenda Kay and I, we have always been loving the showbiz. I did theater right away as a young girl. Brenda
followed in
her footsteps.
Yep.
Yeah, and everybody else in the family just didn't have a real passion for it, but we did. And we've been doing nothing but singing and acting and being goofy our whole lives, and we've made a living at it, even before we started the Nash Trash Tour. Yeah, Sherry Lynn, used to do a lot of theater, a lot of shows. She sang in French. She toured all over the world. And I moved to Nashville. I was the first one to move to Nashville in 1989. And that was, I moved here from Baltimore. I was on the East Coast. Sherry had lived in Detroit for a while, went to school there, and had moved to the West Coast at the time when she thought of this crazy idea.
Oh.
You know, I moved here for music. I'm I love to sing the blues, you know.
She's a really good blues singer. My sister is.
I've been bluesy all my life. And Sherry Moore is a, you know, I would say cabaret, wouldn't you, Sherry Lynn?
I would say cabaret. Yeah.
Theater.
Yeah.
You know. Well, when she says theater, she means mostly porn.
Do you guys have porn in Idaho? Because you may have seen some of my movies.
Well, they won't know because they don't know what you look like. So,
right.
That's well,
we can,
the radio. When they see me, they will not forget.
Yeah. She'll be the one behind the camera. She did a lot of, she worked the microphone. They call it a boom mic. She was in charge of makeup in all the porn movies in Idaho.
But Lisa, back to your serious question. I was living in Los Angeles as an actress, you know, and I was kind of spinning my wheels, and Brenda was in Nashville, and
I miss her.
You did a lot of work in L.A.
I was spinning my wheels a little bit towards the end there. And, you know, when you're in your 30s, you're auditioning for the grandmother roles, you know. And that's exactly what happened to me. And Brenda was here in Nashville, and I said, I just got to get out of here.
Tell them about that last audition, Sherry.
Do we have time for this little tidbit, Lisa?
Of course.
Okay. So I'm living in L.A., and like I said, I go into...
Blah, blah, blah. So I was... I'm sorry. Okay, go ahead, Sherry Lynn.
I was living in L.A., and I went into my last audition. Mind you, I did not at the time know it was my last audition. But I went in there, and the director handed me the script, and there were two roles to read. One was the ingenue, and one was the grandmother. I'm 36 years old, and I'm reading the grandmother. And I said,
listen, Spielberg, I am not going to.
I did. I just walked out of the audition. I said, I can't do this no more. I said, I am not the grandmother. I mean, I'll give you the fact that I wasn't the ingenue, but I certainly wasn't the grandmother.
It's a far leap.
Yeah. So when I got back to my place in L.A., on my answering machine back in the day, there were answering machines. I had just a ton of messages from my agent saying that, Sherry Lynn, you can't do that no more. I'm not sending you on any more auditions. You have a terrible attitude. and she was right.
She's always had a terrible attitude, even growing up when we were little.
So apparent.
Exactly.
Stealing my toys.
But in any event, I just said, okay, I got to get out of here. So I went on a vacation, which you do when you're flat broke and desperate. I loaded up my American Express card, which had, you know, room, but that was about it. Enough for a hotel and a little resort place in Big Bear, California.
Wow.
I went to a fancy French restaurant. I ordered the most expensive thing on the menu, the most expensive bottle of wine. And then I just started, you know, I started having a pity party for myself. And then within moments, I thought of this idea. I said, Brenda's in Nashville. We've always been in showbiz. What could we do together? And boom, it struck me like a bolt of lightning. I said, I know what we're going to do. We're going to get a bus. We're going to paint it pink. We're going to do a musical comedy tour of Nashville. We're going to call ourselves the Jug Sisters just because it's a goofy name. And the name of the company is going to be Nash Trash.
No way. It just came to you.
Yeah, I think we can all agree that most good ideas come under the influence.
And, you know, desperate, you know, I was just so desperate. And I also said, you know, I thought it was a good idea, and I wrote this all down. And mind you, I was slightly inebriated. Well, let's face it, I was drunk. But anyway, so the next morning I wake up and I pulled out the little envelope that I wrote all these ideas down on in the restaurant, which, by the way, was my overdue American Express bill. That was the envelope I wrote the idea. Anyway, and I looked at it the next morning, and I said, well, this is still a pretty good idea. And I called my sister, like, that very day, and Brenda,
and
you said,
that is a stupid idea. No, I didn't. Yeah.
So, and that was it.
Yeah, she called me, and I said, that's great. You've been here to Nashville to visit me, and you love the city. And there was nothing, you know, no kind of weird tours going on at that time. It was really literally us and Gray Line. And so I said, yeah, get your butt here to Nashville.
And we'll figure it out.
Yeah, we actually did a call to our parents, you know, who were still, you know, they're up in Michigan still. Most of our family is still up there. And we called up mom and dad, and we told them our idea, you know, on the first phone call.
Yeah, we knew we needed money to get started, but you never asked your parents on the first phone call for the money.
That's
you
right.
Just set up the money call, right?
Yeah, we knew that enough.
Yeah, we're not stupid. So we set up the money call, and then we hang up the phone, and we go, okay, good. Now we just got to wait a few more days, and then we call daddy and ask him for money.
Well,
he
called us the very next day and said, I went out and bought you girls a bus.
Oh,
Lisa,
yes.
Our daddy beat us to the money call.
And so our parents, they bought us a tiny bus that sat only 19 people, and it was such a weird bus too. It wasn't a tour bus. It was It actually came from a doubt
from Yugoslavia. Not that there's wrong with Yugoslavian people or countries.
But they're not known for their bus. No. It was a bus that was, an old diesel bus, and it belonged to the Dow Chemical Company. Originally was made specifically for them to take around their VIPs around their plant. Now, Dow Chemical is in what city in Michigan, Sherry?
Bay City, near Flint.
Right, near Flint, Michigan. And so the bus ended up near our parents, in some car lot. It was this bus, and it was so weird. You entered the bus, and it had the seating was facing towards it was all bench style seating, like red vinyl seats that was in they were all facing towards the inside of the bus.
Not exactly your vision.
There was a table down the center.
And then for some reason, there was a booth up front, like, hello, can I take your order? Kind of booth.
It looked like a Bob's Big Boy.
Yeah, it looked like a Big Boy or Bob Evans.
It looked like a restaurant, like you're walking
on wheels.
And then in the front, they had like a little dresser that had cabinets and a cooler inserted on. It was just weird all the way around. And we kind of like, is this going to work? And we were like looking at each other. Well, it was free, And so we made that work, and we went up to Michigan and had to pick it up. Our parents live way out in the country, and I remember us driving it around on the back roads on these dirt roads. Mm-hmm. And I actually was behind the wheel. Our daddy was up front, and all of a sudden I smelled this burning, and my dad smells it, and I got to look at him. I go, so the brakes were burning.
So the bus broke down the first day we had it out. We should have had an omen to us, because that bus broke down about every other day.
We had a mechanic on call all the time. I remember the one, the big paper in town, the Tennessean, did a big write-up on us the first year. I think the first couple of months that we were open, we had a reporter come out and heard about us. And
she did a wonderful story, but don't you know the bus broke down that very day?
There, we had our mechanic, and she pulled up to the bus, and our mechanic's legs are out from, he's laying underneath our bus.
Oh, yeah.
Sticking out of the pavement.
But you know what, Lisa? We made it work. Yeah. We ran that little teeny bus forever. Then we had another bus, and now we're on our third bus. And we're laughing all the way to the liquor store now.
Oh, my God, you guys. I love it. Such a great story. You know what? Unfortunately, we have to take a break. I hate to break this up because I'm having so much fun, but we will be right back. So stay tuned.
Have you visited Grunberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet lately? They have preparedness and homesteading books and supplies, emergency rations, food storage supplies, and they now stock ammo and knives as well. Of course, Grunberg Schloss carries U.S. and world coins and paper money, gold and silver, bullion, jewelry, and more. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 5 on Triangle Drive just south of the Kootenai Cutoff Road in Ponderay. Call 208-263-6060. Grunberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet, 263-6060.
As a member of the Sandpoint business community since 1963, Lighthouse Foods is a proud supporter of Bulldog Sports. Since the beginning, Lighthouse has been committed to investing in and having a positive impact on its employees and the communities in which it operates. Proud to be 100% employee-owned, Lighthouse has been named Best Workplace and Best Innovative Manufacturer in Bonner County. Interested in starting a new career? Go online to lighthousefoods.com for a list of current job openings.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Companies. If you thought you missed your chance to refinance and save, think again. Mortgage rates have recently dropped, and Rocket Mortgage can help you save big when you call 8338-ROCKET today. For example, with a $250,000 30-year fixed-rate mortgage, you could get a new low rate under 3%. If your current rate is over 3.75%, you could lower your payment by over $100 a month, saving thousands in interest. But you've got to act now, because no one knows how long these low rates will last. So when you need a simple way to get big savings, Rocket can. Call us today at 833-8-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 833-8-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rocket.
Refinance offer assumes a rate of 2.99%, 3.21% APR, 70% loan-to-value ratio for the cost of 1.75 points. $4,375 due at closing. Monthly payment of $1,052.66. Taxes and insurance not included. Payment will be greater. Rates current as of 7/26/21. Conditions apply. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Being a teenager is tough.
There's the constant pressure to be liked.
Endless worrying about college.
Cyberbullying, high expectations, all the negativity.
There's no question. Being a teenager is tough. And what do Idaho's teens do when they want to block out the noise and clear their heads?
We play!
Research shows that teenagers who participate in high school sports have lower stress levels, more confidence, and greater self-esteem. And then there's the biggest benefit of all.
High school sports are fun.
Not just fun.
They're a lot of fun.
Encourage your teenagers to participate in a sport or activity when they go to high school. They'll stress less and smile more. And they'll be laying the foundation for a happier, healthier future.
This message presented by the Idaho High School Activities Association and the Idaho Athletic Administrators Association.
KSPT. KBFI, North Idaho's radio.
Welcome back. You're listening to Living Your Dream, a monthly talk show highlighting those who have had the courage and have taken the risks to do work and to live lives they genuinely love. I'm Lisa Marquardt, and I am a certified career coach. And my guests today are the Jug Sisters, who have the Nash Trash Tours in Nashville, Tennessee. And before we went to break, we were talking a little bit about how they got started, and they had their first bus to, well, get them kind of started on the road to where they are today. And where I left you off was, well, your bus kind of was running and it kind of got you started. And so now I'm curious what happened from there.
Oh, this is Brenda Kay. We were nodding off, Lisa. We had to take a nap on the commercial break. So, yeah, we ran that bus. We really, when we first started, we didn't say no to anybody. It took us about a first year before we kind of got an audience, and people in Nashville kind of, got used to seeing our bus, our big, bright pink bus on the streets. And
Brenda Kay said to me just the other day, she said, when we first started out, we had no idea how to be tour owners and operators.
Yeah.
We were just actresses and singers.
Oh, you know, when we first started out, tourism was actually regulated. The tour companies that in town were regulated. So if you wanted to open up a tour company in Nashville at this time, it was in early 1997.
Yeah, you had to jump through a bunch of hoops, and
yeah.
We had no idea how to get business license and get regulated, and we had to submit our tour proposal to every other tour company in the state.
Wow.
And they could approve it, and then we had to pay licensing fees and all of this stuff.
All the stuff that's not very fun.
Exactly.
And to two girls who have been entertainers all their lives and were making, we were never in the tour business. So Sherry actually did a lot of the work. She's the more organized of the two of us.
Well, we threw ourselves at the mercy of the court. I would call all these regulatory agencies and I say, I don't know what I'm doing. You got to help me get through this. And I befriended one of the ladies there, and she called me because I said, other tour companies were taking us into like this regulatory room to see what we're all about. We had to hire lawyers and stuff.
Wow.
And I just said, we don't have a pot to in. And we had no money. We couldn't put a lawyer on retainer.
We had one tour company that actually, submitted some papers to us and said, we're taking you to court, saying that we can't open, And I don't want to mention any other company's name, but it was a nationally known company, and their name rhymes with Spray Bind.
Yeah. So, and they do that because it's nothing mean or spirited towards us.
Right, exactly.
What they do. You know?
Right,
exactly.
Of course.
Yeah. Yes. Well, don't you know, the lady at the regulatory agency said to me, she called me one day, I was just in a fetal position on the floor crying, and she said, Sherry, don't worry about nothing. She said, the state, I'll tell you a secret you can't tell nobody. She said, the state of Tennessee is deregulating tourism in July. This
wow.
was June that we were getting sued and, you know, all this stuff. She said in July, she said, withdraw your application, resubmit it in July, and nobody will bother you. And she was right.
Oh,
we did.
Yay.
So we opened at the exact right time. Everything fell into place. So
love it.
Yeah. It was really cool how, and people, you know, if you just tell people, listen, you know, we don't know what we're doing. We're idiots. And,
yeah.
you know, most people and everybody, you know, in our situation, everybody was so nice to us and just really, you know, just said, yeah, here. I mean, if you just are, you know, tell people what you want and are.
Ask for help.
That's
the best advice. Ask
yeah.
for help. This, so you're right.
Right. You're right. Ask for help. It's, when you don't know what you're doing, ask for help, ask for some advice.
Yep.
And people love, you know, we love it when you know, people are asking us for advice.
Sure.
Now, 24 years later, we can give, you know, young people a guidance, you know, our words of wisdom, if, you know, there are any, we can also maybe do that. And,
yeah, and you
yeah,
know, that's really, that's one of the main things that stops people from doing what it is that they really love to do, is that there are so many different aspects of it. There's the legal aspects, there's the business side, there's the financial
right.
side. And when, if you're an actress and a comedian and a singer, it doesn't mean you know how to do any of that.
Exactly.
And so
yeah,
you're
because,
absolutely right.
You know,
ask for help.
Yeah, you just learn as you go. You just learn as you go. And you know, we had to have, you know, actually, you know, we waited tables for this first year. I kept my other job, or I worked in a ticketing company. So we were working, you know, some our regular jobs, and we started just on the weekends. You know, you work really hard, you know, and then it, you know, it really pays off, you know, in the end, because, you know, for the last, you know, 22 years, we've been doing it full time and,
yeah.
and just loving what we do every day. We would get to make people laugh and
oh
get to work with my sister. And
how
and,
do you guys
also,
keep it so, I mean, the one thing that I was so excited and found so funny is that you guys are just spontaneously funny. I mean, nothing felt scripted, nothing felt rehearsed. And I was just talking to Derek again over break about how that is so monotonous and boring on most tours. But you guys, it's like everything seems fresh and new, and you are so engaging because of that. So how do you do that?
Oh, that's very sweet, Lissa.
That's very nice. And, you know, it is true. A lot
it's
of things
true.
Are fresh and new, and they're fresh and new to us as much as they are to our audience. We never in a million years thought that we would become improvisational comedians.
Right.
We knew we were funny. We knew we could sing. We knew we could act. But the improvisational comedy stuff is difficult. Mm. But now we've been doing it for so long. We do it almost 5-6 times a week. You get good at it.
Oh my gosh.
And now we're really good at it. So when people say, what do you do? Well, I'm a stand-up comic for a living, you know?
Yes.
And we can say it. We can say it with such conviction because we are, because we've been working at it so long. And the improvisational stuff is so much fun because we never know what's going to happen.
Oh my
gosh. You know, yeah, with a moving vehicle, you have to deal with traffic, with, you know, I mean, you've been on the bus before, so our listeners, you know, may not know. We do see on the route as we go around through downtown Nashville, we do see a lot of celebrities outside of the quote unquote.
I was going to ask you about that. That was my favorite. It's like, I don't know how they came up with that stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, if we see a blonde lady with a huge bosom, you know, it might be Dolly Parton.
We saw Woody Allen today.
You saw Cher when I was on the bus.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Hey.
So, yeah, I mean, that's just, yeah, the scenery changes outside and the traffic changes every day.
And
different people every day.
Yes.
So every day is different on the bus.
And that's a big part of our tour at the beginning. As
yep.
you know, at the beginning, we spent a good 15 minutes, which is why we always run late every day. But we spent a good 15 minutes meeting everybody, find out where they're from and,
you know, as a comedian, that's like gold, you know, to you to use that material. You know, you can learn in the tour, you know, who's a police officer. So yep. later in the tour, we can ask for a cavity search and, you know, I mean, things that we can, you know, use during the tour. And that's fun, just meeting everybody.
Oh,
and also
so
finding
fun.
Out where everybody's from.
Yeah, exactly. And yeah, and you guys, you had such great spins on, you know, the connections between people and just, you know, finding the humor in connecting people on the bus. So, you know, it was fun because of that. Everybody was a part of your comedy, which was great.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
Love
that's
that.
Nice to hear.
Yes.
And we love it that we meet people from all different walks of life and from all over, you know, all over the world, but, you know, from all different, you know, places. Mm-hmm. And because, you know, I've never been to Idaho before, but I can't wait to go. You know, we talk about going out to the West. Of course, Terry lived in California. I've been out west before, but not to Idaho. And I just different parts of the country that we haven't been before.
We are really hospitable here. And when you guys show up, we will make sure that you get a Sandpoint tour that you will love
yeah.
as well. So anyways, but and I just hate to do this again, but we have to go to break. It's time is flying by. So stay tuned. We will be right back.
Sandpoint Superdrug is conveniently open 7 days a week with all the essentials you need. Stop by their pharmacy, immune support area, nutrition center, or shop for household and hardware items. You can always call ahead to order your prescriptions online. They have in-store pickup, free in-town delivery, and curbside pickup. In their expanded hardware department, you'll find the things that you need for all of your home projects. Ask about their contractor discounts. Sandpoint Superdrug is here to help. Located on 5th Avenue in Sandpoint.
BF Quick Lube at the top of the South Hill does more than just lubes and oil changes. They do them quick. Just stop by or call and make an appointment at 208-267-7481. Along with regular maintenance, BF Quick Lube can handle most of your other auto repairs. BF Quick Lube would like to take this time to say thank you to each of their customers for putting their trust and support in their services year after year. For a quick lube and oil change and so much more, visit your friends at BF Quick Lube on the South Hill in Bonner's Ferry.
Hi, Jim Pierce here with Pierce Auto Center in beautiful Sagal, Idaho. What's happening in Sagal? Been looking for that new vehicle? We have a great opportunity. That's right. Order your new vehicle right around invoice. Look at this. Ram diesel 4x4 1-ton crew cab, $53,295. Hemi half-ton 4x4, $38,749. That's where we start. You build it from there. It's all happening right now at Pierce Auto Center. Remember, your trade is at an all-time high. Give us a call at 263-4212 or log on to pierceautocenter.com.
The holidays aren't about what you receive. It's about the good you give. P1FCU is asking you to join us in spreading a whole lot of joy this holiday season. Visit p1fcu.org/season or our Facebook page to nominate a family who could benefit from a special turkey dinner with all the trimmings. Want to do even more good? Stop by any P1FCU branch to drop off food, toy, and coat donations until December 17th. Join us in giving back during our season of giving.
I'm Tiffany. I have some tips for you on how to quit smoking like I did. First, I did some reading about it. I found a lot of great advice on how to quit smoking and picked out the ways I thought would work best for me. I started by setting a quit date. Then I threw out my ashtrays, lighters, and matches. I did other things too, like exercising more, and it worked. But I'd still get cravings, especially on long car rides. To help me with that, I put a picture of my mother in my car. She died of lung cancer from smoking cigarettes when I was only 16. Now I have a 16-year-old daughter. That picture of my mother reminds me that I don't want to miss all the things my daughter is going to do in her life, including turning 17.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and CDC.
97.1 FM is North Idaho's radio.
Welcome back. You're listening to Living Your Dream. I'm your host for the show. I'm Lisa Marquardt, and I am a certified career and life coach. My guests today are the Jug Sisters, who are improvisational comedians who host the Nash Trash Tours in Nashville, Tennessee. And this has been so much fun. We only have one more opportunity to talk, and I'm just so curious, after 24 years of making this your dream baby, having so much fun and, you know, bringing so much laughter to others and awareness about Nashville, what's your vision down the road? What do you want to do from here?
Well, this is Sherry Lynn, and, you know, we certainly want to keep our business going as long as we can and as long as people still find us relevant. But the truth of the matter is that we are getting older. You know, I mean, I love
my job. So we're
going to
be a retirement home probably next week.
You know, it is true, Lisa. I mean, I'll be 65 next, or maybe I'm 64. No, I'm 64.
She's a lot older than I am.
And she is, yeah. And, you know, I got dreams of, you know, retiring and, you know, being a director at some community theater in some little cute little town, and
oh,
you know,
nice.
I love my job. I love
and
my
finally, sister. Finally playing the grandmother.
Yes,
finally in a Steven Spielberg movie. That would be her, we would really come full circle.
You can go back and say you're ready to audition
right.
Now.
Yeah, you can say I'm ready for my close up, Mr. DeMille.
Yes,
but yeah, go on, Sherry.
I mean,
I'm sorry.
I mean, we see our business carrying on without us. We
okay,
see our brand name going out there and still being funny and wonderful. We have a stand-up comic right now on our bus that does a one-man show. His name is Ben Odo, and he's hilarious. He's a local stand-up comic. He's from Boston originally, but he has just embraced this city, and he does a show on our bus because we can't run the show all the time.
Exactly.
So now Ben
exactly.
does a show. We'll hire other comedians to do a show. So we want to be known as kind of a place where comedians can come and hone their craft and
love
do a
that.
Comedy show for the tourists of Nashville. That's
love
what
that.
We see in the future. And we're still counting the money and sitting on our white butts and, you know, getting the, you know, just going to the bank again with the checks and letting the young people come in and do it for a while.
Yeah, I love
so
that.
I'm sorry, Lisa.
No, ahead. That's okay. I just, you know, I was talking to Derek about that. I don't know what they have down the road as a future. And it's like, you two are so good together that it's kind of hard for me to visualize somebody else coming up and stepping up to that plate. But, you know, I think your strategy is so smart to say, well, let's just let some guys come on board and see how it goes.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
And nurture it that way.
Yeah, I mean, it's time for the young people to step up, you know. As much as we know, I don't like it when they sort of push older people aside and say, okay, you're done now. But if we can mentor young comics,
yes.
male, female, a duo, that would be so fun.
And maybe Sherry Lynn and I, you know, just, you know, maybe do it like, you know, two shows a week, you know.
Uh-huh. Semi-retire.
Yes. Semi-retire, you know. And we also have another guy that's been doing a solo act, also a solo tour. He's also been with us for a number of years now, and he is more, he's not a comedian, so he's kind of grandfathered in. He's a little bit older than us, and he's a great songwriter, and he does a kind of a musical historian tour, and he's more in depth on what is happening in the music business. So he kind of does something different. There's three different tours to choose from right now on our bus, but certainly, like Sherry Lynn said, we will be become a young the comedians tour, you know,
right.
Kind of maybe a stand-up show you can see on a bus, and maybe a little bit of our town too.
Yeah. Oh, I learned a lot. I mean, all the tours I've been on, I learned more on your tour than probably any other tour I've been on. So I appreciate
it. Oh, well, there you
go. You know, we have a podcast now too that we just started.
Awesome.
Yeah. So we got all kinds of ways of reinventing ourselves. Yeah. So, you know, maybe doing just the podcast down the road and have and promoting other comedians on our bus.
And how would somebody be able to listen to your podcast?
Well, you listen to that wherever you listen to your podcast, Lisa, Spotify, Google, Apple.
Okay.
you can go to our website. We can link you up right there at nashtrash.com.
Okay.
Yeah, it is called, the title of our podcast is called The Jug Sisters Live from the Opry.
Perfect.
And we're going to keep that title until the Opry says to stop using our name.
Anymore.
You are nowhere near the Opry. Please stop using our name.
Well, you're good. You're good promotion for them, for sure.
Yeah, there you go.
Yes. So, you know, part of the inspiration I have for this show is that I know that there are people that are sitting in their corporate world, and maybe they want to be a comedian. Maybe they want to do something like you're doing, and they just need a little inspiration or a little bit of advice, you know, something to nudge them forward. And so is there some nuggets that you guys would pass along if somebody's in that situation?
Well, this is Brenda Kay. I can only say that whatever you think that, you know, whatever idea you might have, maybe it's a food truck. Think of ways, think of ideas, think of, you know, ask for help. Go to a food truck. Ask,
yeah.
Hey, how did you guys start? Can I buy you some lunch? Can I buy you some lunch?
That's your food truck.
Can I buy you a drink? There you go. Take them out to a bar for a while.
Yes.
And just, you know, ask for people's advice, you know, pick the brains a little bit or,
And I say too, Brenda, start small.
Yes, yeah.
Start small. I mean, we're lucky. We don't have a whole lot of overhead. You know, we offer like a service. I mean, if you're having to package stuff and sell stuff, you know, we're not really the ones to ask about that. But if you have a service to offer,
right,
like what we do, you know, if you're talented at something, you know, just be tenacious. Start out small, ask for help, and just see where the road takes you. You know, you never know.
Nope. And we'll see. With this whole internet that's just been invented too.
That's all new.
It's the world at your fingertips.
Yes.
You can sell anything.
Yes. I love that.
I mean anything.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so, and I think a really good point is that if somebody is traveling to Nashville, and I'm so happy that this did not happen to me, is if they just show up there and they want to, get on the bus, on the pink bus, you guys are booked out, what, at least a month in advance?
Yeah, we used to be booked out 3 months in advance because we would open up our reservation system 3 months in advance. Now we just open it up 1 month in advance, because of the COVID. We didn't really know what the future held for anybody.
Sure.
So we were kind of playing it, you know, month by month. But we will, again, open it up every 3 months very soon now. So you got to know 3 months in advance now. And they can certainly, you know, come down to the market on the day of. Sometimes it is rare, but sometimes, you know, at least once a week we got somebody that's shy in their party or maybe.
Meaning they don't, they're one person shy in their party.
Right.
Not mean they're like shy as a person.
Their personality is shy. And also, stuff happens at the last minute with people's schedules.
And yeah, people get diarrhea, they're on vacation,
they're hungover, you know, and so they, at the last minute, they don't show up. And
yeah, so come down.
So come down, you come down to the farmer's market, and also you can get on our waiting list through our website. If we're sold out for a show, get on the waiting list. We always, you know, it's always a good way of knowing when seats become available.
Great. I love that. And so just kind of, you know, in a nutshell, you know, just kind of wondering, do you guys get a chance to just kind of take some time off and just enjoy your downtime? Are you kind of in that direction of doing that?
I am. This is Charlotte. Yeah. I am. Yeah. You know, that's such a tough question to answer because we don't want to give it up.
Right.
But we also want to take some time off. So we're at a crossroads, Lisa, as you can detect in our lack of answering that question so directly. We're kind of vague about it, but we are working towards it.
We're working towards retirement, but we do certainly have, you know, the other two shows that we offer on our bus, which affords us to take vacations, you know, to get to take time off. You know,
yeah, we take time off all the time.
Yeah, we're going up to see our mama in 2 weeks. Our mom is still with us. She's up in Michigan. She's 91, and we miss her all the time. So we get up there every couple of months.
Well, cheers to that, girls. I got to cut out of here because somebody's coming on after me. Such a pleasure. Thank you so much. That's our show for today. Thank you for listening. Now is your life. Don't miss it. Get out there and really live it.
KQ46EU, 1450 KBFI, Bonners Ferry, 1400 KSPT, Sandpoint, and online at NorthIdahoRadio.com.
Yeah, Romaine has been highlighting that as well. Caroline, I wanted to touch on that dovish tone that you mentioned. Very calm and stable. 2-year yield at a 45 basis points. A lift up higher. We're now above 2% on the 20s and the 30s, Romaine, as perhaps we are learning. We are going to be dealing with a little bit of a higher inflation in the long term while we continue to focus on the labor market.
All right, getting the closing bells. 36,156 on the Dow Jones Industrial Average, up about 100 points or 0.3%. The S&P 500 also at a record high, up about 30 points here. That's led by discretionary materials and consumer staples sitting out of that rally, energy, utilities, and industrials. The NASDAQ composite up a respectable 1% here, 161 points here. We should point out just real quickly here that Tesla really led the charge there. That's closing at a record high right around 1213. And the Russell 2000, you pointed it out, this is the relative outperformer here. The Russell 2000 up about 1.8%. This is led, actually, though, largely by a lot of those discretionary names as well as healthcare. Remember, energy, utilities still kind of sitting this one out.
Meanwhile, we get the earnings thick and fast, and of course, a company that is in the line of sight when we think about supply chain issues is still continuing to do incredibly well. Qualcomm, of course, biggest maker of chips that go in your smartphones. Fourth quarter adjusted revenue, $9.32 billion. The estimate was for $8.86. It's a beat, and they forecast a beat as well. First quarter revenue to $10 billion to $10.8 billion. The market had been seeing $9.73, so well ahead of expectations. And their earnings per share, a big beat as well. This is a company that is thriving in this ability to raise up prices and continue to see demand for at the moment. No worries about, of course, that app.